This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habayim. Welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem to the Kollel Agra D'Pirka Monday afternoon National Shir. Welcome everyone. We have a very important and relevant topic, not only to this week's Parsha, but something that could apply to our daily life and our daily Avodas Hashem. A mitzvah that is mentioned in this week's Parsha, and not only is it a mitzvah in the Parsha, but it's one of the Ikarim, certainly one of the most important mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah about which Rabbi Kiva said, Zeklal Gadol Batorah. It's a great principle in the Torah. When the Ger came to Hillel and he said, convert me while I'm standing on one leg, so Hillel said, V'yohavta l'reicha kamaicha. That's kol ha-Torah kula. The Pasuk says, Lo si kaim v'lo si taras b'nei amecha. Do not take revenge, do not bear a grudge against the members of your people. V'yohavta l'reicha kamaicha. And you should love your neighbor like yourself. Ani Hashem. Now there are many mitzvahs in the Torah. There are 613 mitzvahs. Nevertheless, we do not find by other mitzvahs that you need to accept the mitzvah upon yourself. You need to perform the mitzvah when the mitzvah arises. But that there's the need to accept upon yourself the responsibility of the mitzvah, that is something that we don't really find. We know that before Kriya Shema, one has to be mekabel, the yoke of heaven. But that there's a idea that one has to accept upon themselves the responsibility of a particular mitzvah, that is unusual. And yet there is a terminology that has been legislated, as we're going to see, that every morning a person should make the following declaration. Harini mekabel alai, behold, I accept upon myself mitzvahs asay, the positive command of v'ahavta l'reacha kamaicha. And you should love your neighbor like yourself. I accept upon myself the positive command, you should love your neighbor like yourself. Where does this come from? Who legislated the recitation of this formula? Well, this originates in the writings of the Arizal. Reb Chaim Vital records in the Shar HaKavanos, Koidem sha'adam yisader tefilas v'beis ha'knesses, before a person arranges his tefillah in shul, mi parsha so akeda ve'ilach, from the parsha akeda and on, tzorch she'yikabel olav mitzvahs v'yahavta l'reicha kamecha. One has to accept upon themselves the mitzvah, you should love your neighbor like yourself. V'yichavein le'hoiv kol echad mibnei Yisrael k'navshay. One has to be mechavein to love each member of the Jewish people like their own soul. Because by doing so, you will bring up your tefillah incorporated from all the prayers of Israel. In other words, the first thing we need to know is the legislation. The legislation is one should orally declare that they accept upon themselves the mitzvah v'yavta l'recha kamaicha, and have kavana to love every Jew like themselves. What's the advantage of that? Why do that? So the Arizal immediately tells us the rationale behind it. There's a very important reason. Because by doing so, I incorporate my tefillah with all the tefillahs of Israel. V'tucha lalois mala could rise upon high, v'lasois peri, and accomplish. In other words, otherwise, if I just daven, or even if I daven with a minion, I could daven with a minion, but if my prayers are my personal prayers, then my prayer goes up as a island unto itself, and they will not be as effective. But if a person accepts upon themselves the mitzvah of loving your neighbor like themselves, you will incorporate your tefillah from among all the tefillahs of Israel. And it could go high and high, v'lasos pri, and accomplish. Uvefrat ahavas hachaverim, especially love for friends. One should engender love for one's friends. Ha'iskim b'tar b'yach. In other words, when a person learns Torah together with other people, one should engender love for all the people joining with him. A person has to incorporate themselves, as if he is one limb from among his friends. And then what should you do, that Rizal says? If, let's say, one of your friends is in distress, everyone needs to join up in the person's pain. Or if somebody is ill, you need to join in their distress. Or because of children, you need to pray for them. Likewise, in all of a person's prayers, utzrachav, and his needs, utvarv, and his words, yeshatif es chaveru imay, you need to join up your friend with him. Umaoid his hirani moiri beinyan avas chaverim shalanu v'shal chaverisenu. And our Rebbe, the Ari, warned us very greatly about engendering ahava for our friends. So in other words, the Arizal is saying that this is not just like a mystical fulfillment to try to be mechavein, to be mekayim the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. But there's a logic to it. The logic is that you are jet-powering, you're giving your tefillah nuclear energy, because instead of it being just a private tefillah, the tefillah is now incorporated among all the prayers of Israel. Actually, it's interesting, in the Sefer Ar HaChachma, Rav Uri Feivel, one of the Talmidei Habesht, Mi Duvanka, he brings a mashal from the Baal Shem Tov, that one time the Baal Shem Tov was davening with a group of people, and they had great feelings of friendship among each other, and the Baal Shem Tov was davening rather long, and they couldn't really wait for him. They didn't have the patience to wait for him. And everybody went on their merry way, and the Baal Shem Tov was left there alone. And after the people came back a little bit later to sort of return when the Baal Shem Tov finished davening. And the Baal Shem said, you know, you caused great separation by abandoning me. And the Baal Shem Tov gave the following mashal. He says, there was once we know that birds like to fly south in the winter. They like to go to warm climates. That's one commonality that Jewish people have with birds. They like to go to Miami in the winter. And in a particular region, there was one bird, a very colorful bird, that raised the interest of the king. And the king told his officers that he would like them to try to catch the bird for him. And so what they did was they all gathered together. And one guy stood on top of the next guy's shoulder, and the next guy on top of his shoulder, and the next guy on top of his shoulder. And this way they were going to climb to the top of the tree and catch the bird. The people on the bottom started getting a little distracted, got a little bored, and they started, they were looking at something, and they started taking a coffee break. And when the guys on the bottom started to move around and sway, so everybody came toppling down. Says the Baal Shem, similarly when it comes to tefillah, one's respective tefillah is only as strong and powerful based on the combined effort of the community. And if people have feelings of separation and there's a rift between people, then the tefillah is severely mitigated and limited. So that's the importance of being mekabel the mitzvah of the ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Again, it's not just a mitzvah to fulfill when the time comes up, but rather the ahavta l'reacha kamecha is something that one is supposed to be mekabel every single morning. And the first reason that we're learning is that it gives great efficacy to our tefillah. Now, what's interesting is this practice of the Ari is legislated by many, many poskim. Most notably, it's cited by Magen Avram. In Simen Memvav, the Magen Avram brings that when one enters a shul, they should say, "V'ani broiv chastecha avoy beisecha." And when you come to a shul, you say, "V'ani broiv chastecha avoy beisecha." When you enter the shul, you should say, Beveis Elokim Nahalech Beragesh. And before you begin Shachris, says the Magen Avram, quoting the Shar HaKavanos, that before Shachris, you should be mekabel upon yourself the mitzvahs aseh of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. And by the way, Chayadam likewise, in Kal Aleph Sevav, he likewise says, Yikabel al Atzmai, Lehoiv Kolechad Ve'echad Mimnei Adam Kegufai, like it says, V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. And he supplies the reason that we saw from the Ari, because by doing so, Yichlal Tfilasai Bechlal Tfilais Kol Yisrael. Likewise, Maran Ga'oinu Zeno the Chida in the Sefer Kesher Gadol, he brings before Pesuk the Zimra, Yikabel Alav Mitzvahs V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. Likewise, the Chida in the Dvash Lefi, which is a type of encyclopedia of concepts, he says, he talks about the importance of being mekabel, the mitzvah, v'yahavta l'recha kamaycha, before tefillah. And then he says a beautiful drush on a pasuk in this week's parsha. We know ahava is gematria 13, echad. So we read the pasuk as follows. V'yahavta l'recha kamaycha. If I supply love to you, ahava, echad, 13, and you supply love, ahava, echad, back to me, 13 and 13 is Ani Hashem. That's Ani Hashem. That's 26. So through the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamecha, through the Ahava that we both show and supply to each other, that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to the world. And just let's digress for a moment to learn the Chida's second rationale for what we accomplish by being mekabel the mitzvah of V'yahavta l'recha kamecha. We know the mitzvah v'yahavta l'recha kamecha, loving your friend like yourself, is a form of chesed, a form of kindness that you display, you show to your friend. And we know chesed is always mamtik, it always sweetens midas hadin, and it turns it into rachamim. So this is the meaning of v'yahavta l'recha kamecha. If you show ahava and chesed, ani Hashem. Ani is gematria 61. Hashem is 26. A total of 87. Ani Hashem. Through Ahava, by being Mekayim the mitzvah of Yahavta, by being Mekayim the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Chaveroi, that's a form of chesed. What you're doing is Ani Hashem, 87. And you're one-upping Elohim. You're overcoming Elohim. You're climbing above the Midah of Elohim, the Midah Sadin. So this would supply another reason of why it's beneficial to accept upon oneself the mitzvah, V'yahavta l'recha kamecha, in the morning, because you're trying to gain rachamim, you're trying to gain mercy, and by you're trying to arouse the Midas harachamim through your tefillah. And one way of accomplishing that is by being mekabel the mitzvah of V'yahavta l'recha kamecha. By the way, this is also brought in Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Miket, Shana Aleph. Before tefillah, one should be mekabel the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kamecha, which again means if you have a friend who's Batsara, you should daven for him. Kaf HaChayim also brings, before your Masada Tefilasai, he quotes the words of the Arizal verbatim, and likewise in Simen Chaf Hei Ois Chaf Gimel, he also brings that one should be mekayim, mekabel the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kamecha. By the way, the Machzis HaShekel supplies a reason. And he elaborates on what we learned, the reason of the Arizal. He says, "Dem yesh chas v'shalom perud levavos." If heaven forbid there is discord, goyrem shechas v'shalom ein his achdos nafshesem shel Yisrael l'mala. It caused discord and disunity between the souls of Israel on high. Ach kish kalecha miyishe Yisrael, mekabel olav l'kayim mitzvah saseh shevahavta l'recha kamecha. But if every Jew accepts upon themselves the mitzvah to love their friend, va'al yidei ahavasan zel azeh, and through their love, yisachdu gufayseyan lamata, their bodies join down here, v'goyim hisachdus udveikus nafshesein lamala, and it causes unity and cleaving of their souls above, So then, gam tefiloi seim misachtois. In other words, like the Machzor Shekel explains that if down here there's discord, then there's no unity upstairs, and then everyone's tefillah upstairs is separate. But if everyone accepts upon themselves the mitzvah v'yahavta l'recha kamaycha, if our bodies are joined in unity down here, then we are joined in unity upstairs, and then our tefillahs are also unified as one, and they are much more effective. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer Papo, the author of Peleoyetz, he composed the tefillah. His tefillah goes like this: L'shem yichud kushabrichu shchinte, harini mekabel alai. I accept upon myself the divinity, Elokusa Yisbarach, the divinity of God, the Ahavosai and His love, the Yerosai and His fear. Who berachmav yita b'libeinu ahavasav yirasai lasasen love the b'lev shalem. Hashem should implant in our hearts love of Him, fear of Him, to do His will wholeheartedly. So that we should have satisfaction from our descendants. V'hareini mekabel alai mitzvah v'yahavta l'recha kamaycha. And I accept upon myself the mitzvah of loving my neighbor like myself. By the way, in many Sidurim, they have the nusach in before Pesukei Dezimra. Hareini mekabel alai mitzvah saseh shel v'yahavta l'recha kamaycha. My Sidur, the Masak Medvash, they give it to you. And then interestingly, just as an aside, and a friend of mine showed me this recently, then the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden disappears as well, that we're used to thinking that there are six things we should remember every day, which, by the way, we've spoken out many times, that the Magen Avraham says the proper time to remember them is in the Bracha of Avah Rabbah. There are actually up to 10 narratives and concepts and teachings that it is important to remember on a daily basis. Number one, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shabbos, Yitzias Mitzrayim we remember at the end of Krishma. Shabbos we remember when we say Uzachartim is Komet Zvay Hashem. The Man, Amalek, Magen Avram says you should remember Amalek when you say L'Shimcha HaGadol. Maimed Har Sinai, Magen Avram says when you say V'Kerav Tanu L'Shimcha HaGadol Sal Be'emes Uma, that we got Hashem angry at the Egel. Magen Avram says when you say Bi'ahava, that we have in mind now Hashem loves us, but when we made the Egel, God did not love us. What Balak and Bilam wanted to do to us. The story of Miriam. The Magen Avraham says when you say L'hoidoy Slecha, you should have in mind that Hashem gave us a mouth to thank Him, but not to speak Lashon Hara like Miriam. Remember Yushalayim. And the mitzvah of Kihu Hanoisin Lecha Koyach La'asoy Schoyel. By the way, the Pardes Yosef brings that a remez, that before the tefillah of Shachris, one should have in mind to mekayim the mitzvah v'yahavta l'recha kamaycha, is ma betza. What benefit is there? Betza could stand for boiker, saharayim, erev. What toyelas will there be in my tefillah? Ki naharoig esachinu, if I don't love my friend, my tefillah will only be effective. Ma betza, my Shachris, mincha, and marav will only be effective if I have feelings of avas chaveroi, if I have feelings of yahavta l'recha kamaycha. And by the way, another remez to this teaching, Reb Tzvi, comes from the Sefer Berchas Hashir of Reb Aryeh Leib Tzins in his Perish on the Haggadah. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem eskoili. He says that, ahavti, when I'm mekayim, the mitzvah of avas chaveroi, before I start davening, then ki yishma Hashem es koili, then Hashem listens to my tefillah. So this is a remez that before one begins to pray, they should accept upon themselves the mitzvah of v'yahavta l'reacha kamaycha. So far, we've learned two reasons for it. Number one, when you incorporate your tefillah among the tefillahs of all of Klal Yisrael, it's much more effective. By the way, I'll tell you a little story. When the Rashbam, the son of the daughter of Rashi, was passing away, he asked everyone to leave the room, and he called his student, and he gave him the following secret. And he said, when you give tzedakah, give it to the gabbai tzedakah, and then add on a penny, and say, this pruta, I'm giving for all of Klal Yisrael. Or any prayer that you offer that you don't incorporate all of Israel is not really accepted. So here this is a tradition that dates back all the way to Rashbam, that one should always perform mitzvahs and do masim toivims, what we say, b'shem kol Yisrael, because then their mitzvah, and especially their tefillah, will be all the more effective. So one reason is, your kailal, your tefillah is among all of Klal Yisrael. Reason number two, we saw in Chida, it's mamtik the dinim, it's mamtik midas hadin, through via hafta, through the chesed of loving your friend, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem is 87. It overcomes Midas Hadin. Let's learn a third Maila, a third Madre, a third element of what we achieve by being Mekabel upon ourselves. The mitzvah we have to Recha. Kamaycha, this comes from the Todos Yaakov Yosef, again, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He says, what we achieve is Kidei Sheyia Tfilosoi Kelula im tfilois shloime emune Yisrael hayoide in kavanas hatfila. Here's another great achievement of joining your tefillah together with the rest of the Jewish people. I'm a simple Jew. My kavanos are limited. I don't know what oilam each segment of tefillah is. Perhaps I'm not even achieving on my own what my tefillah should achieve. But there are Jews who their prayers are extremely potent. They have very lofty kavanos on every aspect of tefillah. If I incorporate my tefillah by being mekabel the mitzvah of ahavta lecha kamoicha, I'm now appendaging my tefillah with the tefillahs of all of Israel. And specifically, what I gain is now my tefillah is attached to the tefillah of the tzaddikim and the chassidim, who their tefillah is especially powerful and potent. So now my tefillah is going to be fueled, and it's going to go as high, and it's going to be as effective as the tefillahs of these shloimei emunei Yisrael hayoidein kavanas hatefillah. By the way, it's interesting. The Beis Halevi and Parshas Vayeshev, likewise, refers to this teaching that before one starts davening, one should be mekabel upon themselves. The mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha, the Beis Halevi, distinguishes between the word ribu and kibbutz. Ribu is needed in an army. You see, in an army, you need a lot of people. Why do you need a lot of people? Because the more people you have, the more bullets that are being fired at the more locations, the more you're going to find the vulnerable area of the enemy, and the more you'll be able to penetrate. But everyone needs to be, so to speak, shooting at a different target. Everybody needs to be sort of a man unto themselves. Meaning the advantage of Reboy is when you have a lot of different people, each doing something a little different, so in the end, you'll accomplish what you need to, because somewhere you're going to find the area that's a vulnerable spot. Somewhere you're going to find an area that's going to succumb. But if everyone's shooting at the same target, then you're not really adding to what's the difference whether you have 100 people or 1,000 people. Anyway, we're shooting at that target. But the Beis Halevi says that when it comes to tefillah, you need not a ribu, you need a kibbutz. Kibbutz is everyone gathered together in the same place, praying to the same Ribbono Shel Olam for the same need. That is the advantage of kibbutz. And then the Beis Halevi refers to the teaching of the Arizal, namely that before one's tefillah, one should be mekabel upon themselves the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kamaycha. He says, V'zeh ha-mavur b'sifrei ha-musar, sher koydim ha-tfilah yizboinein kal adam bat mitzvahs v'yahavta l'recha kamaycha. I want to share with you a fourth element and a fourth important maila of accepting upon oneself the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kamaycha before tefillah. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz brings that before a person stands to daven, he should be moichel anyone who harmed him. and sort of say, I'm not going to take anyone to court, and meaning I'm not going to deal with people b'midas hadin, but rather lefnim mishuras hadin, doesn't mean I can take someone to court, but you're going to deal with people above and beyond the letter of the law, and to try to remove all animosity, jealousy, desire for honor. Because how could you stand before the Almighty donned in soiled garments? What could be more disgraceful than bad midos, to stand before God with bad midos? And therefore, to be mekabel upon oneself, v'ahavta l'recha kamecha, to be meichel everyone, to go lefnei mishur sadin, because Hashem deals with a person, mida keneged mida. And if you are mavral midos, and you remove from your heart kas and strife, and you're not going to go lefnei mishur sadin, then Hashem's not going to deal with you lefnei mishur sadin. So that's another sort of important element. By demonstrating love for your friend and that you're going to forego what is due to you, so then Hashem's going to deal with you b'midas harachmim, similar to what we saw in the Chida, that it's mamtik the dinim. However, he says, if you're going to be very exacting and stand on the letter of the law with your friend, then your tefillah is just going to be a sin. Because then by you standing in front of God in tefillah, God is just going to analyze your record and say you're unworthy. So it's important to accept upon yourself the mitzvah of Yavta L'Recha Kamaycha to ensure that your tefillah is not a chit before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that perhaps is a little bit of a different nekuda. Not only is it mamtik the dinim, but you're basically saving yourself. Otherwise, it's perhaps even dangerous to stand before God in tefillah with your review, with your record scrutinized so much. And now we come to a fifth rationale for the Arizal, offered by the Bas Ayin in Parshas Miketz. Bas Ayin, Rebbe Avram of Avarish, Talmud of the Kedushas Levi, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak of Arditchev, he says, Chazal tell us, Klal Gadol Batoira, V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, Zeh Klal Gadol Batoira. And this mitzvah, says Bas Ayin, is needed for prayer. That a person needs to be mekabel the mitzvah before one prays. Why? Says Bas Ayin, the primary hashras hashchina, for Hashem to dwell on a person, the primary requirement is a midah of anivos, is a midah of humility. Meaning, when a person understands that I'm so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm immersed in physicality, I don't have a panim to pray to Hashem because of my great prisus. Meaning, the main hashras hashchina is when a person has genuine feelings of unworthiness. And how do I dare stand in prayer before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The only way I could daven, person should feel, is besoich ami, lost in the crowd, among my people. To be koyel himself among all of Israel, to love every Jew like themselves. And by accepting upon myself the mitzvah of Yavta Recha Kamaycha, and judging everyone favorably, then, and joining with the rest of the Jewish people, then a person is able to really, so to speak, get lost in the crowd and engender hashras hashchina and real humility for Hashem to come and dwell upon the person. So the mitzvah of accepting upon yourself v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, says the Bas Ayin, is in order to accomplish this and achieve this feeling of recognizing and feeling that we are in fact unworthy of davening, and that will ultimately be the greatest way to have our tefillos be accepted. And finally, the Bas Ayin gives another reason why, of the advantage of accepting upon oneself the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kamecha before one davens, and that is because davening is in place of the Karban Tamid. And when to bring the Karban Tamid, it's brought on a Mizbeach. And you need to be like a Kohen. So, well, if you need to be like a Kohen, by the way, that's why we wash Netilas Yadayim every morning in order to be like a kohen doing the avodah, because our daily prayer is actually an avodah similar to the kohanim going into the Beis HaMikdash. And we've explained in the past how Psukei Dezimra corresponds to the Heichal, entering the Ulam, and Yoitzar Ares connected the Shulchan, and Ahavarabas connected the Menorah, and Shema is connected the Mizbeach HaKetoires, and Goal Yisrael is the Paroiches, and Shemoina Esrei is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, we are in fact like Kohanim. And if we are like Kohanim, then just the Midah of a Kohen is the Midah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kameicha, Heve Mitamidav Shal Aroin, Oyev Shalom, V'Roidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyos U'Mekarven LaTorah. Sfasemes says a beautiful idea. We know that Rabbi Akiva says Zeklal Godo Batoira. And Ben Azai says Zeklal Godo Batoira is Ze Toldais HaAdam. Sfasemes says the Iker fulfillment of Torah and Mitzvahs is to do so among the rest of Klal Yisrael, not an island unto oneself. Zeklal Godo Batoira. The Iker Kedusha is generated when one performs mitzvahs among the rest of the Jewish people. Therefore, we're mekayim mitzvahs b'shem kol Yisrael, in order to be mevata oneself to the klal. This is klal gadol b'toira. What's klal katan? If klal gadol b'toira is v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha, then klal katan is that every mitzvah should be done with all of one's ramach evarim, u'shesah gidim. That's the klal katan. The klal gadol is kol Yisrael. Comes Ben Azai, and Ben Azai says, Zeh Sefer Todos Adam. Not only do you have to do Torah Mitzvahs B'Shem Klal Yisrael, you need to incorporate with you in all the generations, Klal Gadol, Kol HaNeshamos, that were Kolol and Adam Arishain. When you do a mitzvah, you have to do it B'Shem Kol Yisrael. You're doing the mitzvah for the Jews of this generation, of earlier generations, of the times of pre-war Europe, times of the Inquisition. Person has to do a mitzvah, b'shem the koima shalema of the Jewish people. One has to identify with the entity called Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is not one person or even one generation. One needs to identify. And by the way, this is one of the important reasons to have at least a basic awareness of Jewish history, because the highest madrega of Avodas Hashem is to serve Hashem on behalf of the entity that is historic Israel, historic Klal Yisrael. The entity of Yisrael from all generations, that's the opinion of Ben Azai. And finally, a practical reason why one should be mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha before one davens. Why not before one learns or any other mitzvah? So actually, we said over from the Rashbam. The Rashbam said, really, whenever you give tzedakah or any mitzvah, you should have in mind that you're doing it b'shem kol Yisrael. But why specifically tefillah? So the practical reason given by Rav Gamliel HaKohen Rabinovich, who's related to the very well-known Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, who's the Mekubal, he says as follows. He says, you know, the tefillah in the Beis HaKnesses, especially Shacharis, could be a very stressful time. It could bring up a lot of strife and quarreling. What nusach? What pronunciation? Who's going to daven for the Amud? What do you mean you're davening for the Amud? But my second cousin's goldfish's uncle passed away in 4 weeks, so I have to have the Amud. Wow, what are you talking about? My machatenister's fifth cousin's grandson's nephew. One time, I think he might have died on this day. I'm not sure whether it was today, or maybe he's still alive, so I should have the Amud. It could be very, very stressful. And then one guy says, you know, the Rebbe in the town where of my seventh cousin's grandfather's sister passed away 190 years ago from 6 weeks from today, so I should have the Amud. So it could be very stressful. And therefore, before we start the Tefillah of Shacharis, we accept upon ourselves the mitzvah v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha. This way, we ensure that we have a fighting shot, that the proceedings of the morning will go smoothly without any altercation, that we won't have to call the police department to straighten out any issues at the Amud. So that's another reason to be mekabel the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamaicha. Now, we'll end off with a story and then I'll give you the executive summary. There was a young man in Yerushalayim who got married, and after a couple days he sees it's not working out. Can't get along with his wife. They're fighting, they're at each other's throats, they're fighting like cats and dogs. So he runs away, he goes to a shul in Tveria, and he sleeps there in the night. The Rav comes in, Rav Moshe Klerz, and he says, what are you doing here? So the Avrich didn't want to answer. So the Rav said, you know what, you'll come to my house, you could stay over at my house. Next morning, the Avrich sees, and this Rav, he's bringing his wife a tea to her bed. And every day, the Rav, before davening, brings a cup of tea to his wife. So the Avrich tells the Rav, you know, I really can't stay here anymore. I see your wife is ill. It's not right for me to stay in your house. He says, Ma pitom, my wife's not sick. She's very healthy. So he says, why are you bringing her a tea every morning? He said, what do you mean? This is to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. If the Arizal says you should think in your mind before you daven, you're mekabel upon yourself the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. So I thought to myself, what, it's enough just to say it? You think it's enough just to say it? Even better than saying it is before I daven, I should actually do it. So what could be better than before I daven, I bring my wife a tea, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, the main reacha that you should be Yahavta Kamoicha is your own wife. So better than saying Hareini Mekabel Al Atzmi Mitzvah Saseh Shel V'Yahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, better than saying it is actually doing it. So we've learned today that Arizal recommends, and it's cited by Magen Avram, Chaye Adam, Chida, Kaf HaChayim, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, that one should recite every morning Hareini Mekabel Al Atzmi Mitzvah Saseh Shel V'Yahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. We provided 7 reasons. Number one, that Rizal said, when you're koilel, your tefillah among the tefillahs of all of Israel, it is much more powerful. Number two, the Chida says that by showing this chesed, you're mamtik, the midas hadin, and through V'Yahavta, Ani Hashem 87, one more than midas hadin. Number three, we saw from the Taldas Yaakov Yosef, that by being mekayim this mitzvah, you're joining up with the tefillos of Shloime Emunei Yisrael. And, you know, you might daven a quick shachris, but there are Jews who daven maybe in Yerushalayim, they daven shachris an hour and a half. I know in Borough Park, there's a minyan, a very chashuv minyan, they daven an hour and a half a day. So even if you're not in that madrega, at least have in mind, I love all Jews, so your tefillah will now be empowered by the tefillos of Shloime Emunei Yisrael. Number four, this way your own tefillah will not be sinful, you will not be scrutinized so heavily, because if you love your friend and you're willing to judge them favorably, God will likewise do that to you, and your tefillah will not be a cause of careful scrutiny. Number five, one engenders the Hashras Hashchina through humility, being among the rest of the Jewish people, b'soich ami anochi yosheves, which one accomplishes by being mekayim, mekabel, the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. Number six, bringing tefillos is like the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. You're like a kohen, and you want to follow the midos of kohuna, which is to be oyhev shalom v'roydev shalom, and we accomplish that by saying Hareinu Mekabel Al Atzmi Mitzvah Saseh Shel V'Yahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, and then practically speaking, to avoid any strife in the Beis HaKnesses when you're together with others, you start off the day with the Kavana Hareinu Mekabel Al Atzmi Mitzvah Saseh Shel V'Yahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. And now we see why this is Klal Gadol B'Torah, and we learned from Sfas Emes an amazing idea that not only should you try to join your mitzvahs together with the mitzvahs of all of Israel, but you should perform mitzvahs on behalf of the entire historicity, the entire kaima shalema of the Jewish people from the beginning of time. So we should strive to a more fuller fulfillment of the great mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kamaicha, about which Rabbi Kiva said, Zekah Gadol B'Torah. Thank you very much for joining today. I wish you all a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol tov. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.